Hey, it's Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy. We're going to talk about decisions. I'm thinking of decision making in a different way. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do all the things they want to do in their life, whatever that is. No matter the goal, I can help support you in achieving it. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. And built into all of the work that I do is helping you heal and helping you overcome chronic problems, things, ways of being that just don't serve you. So if you are ready to feel more like you, to feel more confident, to feel more powerful, again, consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, decision making. Do you enjoy making decisions or do you hate making decisions? I really don't like making decisions often, but I have found particularly over the last couple of years, that making a decision is an opportunity to get unstuck. And I think my fears around making decisions in the past were rooted in, oh my God, if I make this decision, it has to be perfect. But you don't have to be perfect. And you don't have to make it a really extensive process. You don't have to constantly weigh and go back and forth, because here's the thing. You can start to question, what if I make a mistake? Will this choice lead me to where I want to be? What am I missing? How much is this choice going to cost me financially, physically, emotionally? What will others think of me? You can go through all of that, and that's very exhausting. Or you can make a decision, play it out to the very best of your ability, and when you're ready, make a different decision. The waffling, going back and forth, what I call standing in the middle, it's exhausting because we are looking at life from a place of right or wrong. Even worse, we are looking at our choices as wrong or wronger, right? What if our perception is skewed and our reasoning is flawed? What if every choice is just an opportunity to learn more about yourself, to expand, to grow, to be closer to all that is? What if there isn't a wrong choice? It's just another decision. So you're going down a path, you make a decision. You go full out, you do your very best in every way that you know how, and then you'll hit a moment where you reflect on if things are working the way you want them to work. And if you get a no, you make a different decision. It's that easy. We live in this world where everything has to be so permanent, but it's not a permanent world at all. But we've been taught that, oh, when you make that decision, you're in that forever. You got to stay on that job forever. Oh my God, I saw that when I was working, putting people on jobs, and how we would, I worked in what I would call an old school style of companies and for them, because I was a recruiter. So I found employees for these companies, and we were an old school business. So our clients were old school too. And there was this idea that, oh, how long have they been on the job? And I was in San Francisco at the time. And then when the newer techs came in, the Facebooks and the Twitters, that relationship of being on the job for a long period of time suddenly was very unpopular. People moved constantly. To stay on a job for 2 years, that was way too long in that world. And I think it was wonderful because it shook up the way we saw employment. And because you can always make a different choice. You don't have to be in everything forever, right? You can make a different choice. You can make a different choice even in the context of your life. So say you're running a business right now and you love your business and you love doing the things that you do. Maybe you make a different choice on how you structure the running of that business if it's not working in the way that you want it to work. Or maybe you make a different decision on how you're marketing your business. You can always make another decision. You're not stuck. It's not right or wrong. It's just growth. an expansion and becoming more you, I want you to consider this idea that you can't make a mistake. The danger, the stress, the fear, all of that is in your mind. It's just another voice in the choir of your consciousness, and you don't have to listen to it. That's what's so beautiful. You can turn it down. You may even want to envision yourself turning down that loud, noisy voice telling you, oh my God, you're going to make a mistake. Oh my God, is this going to work? Oh my God, just turn it down. Because no matter what, your decision will lead you somewhere, and that somewhere will be safe, and you will be divinely guided and cared for in the process. And when you're ready, you'll make a new decision. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay attention to the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package as well as the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. So decision making can be your path to enlightenment if you allow it. Thank you for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.